Welcome back to part two of our conversation with designated drinker and the co-founder of Alexandria Women for Good, Laura Turner. So if you've missed any of part one, you need to go back and belly up back to that bar and give it a listen first. We promise to save a seat right here for you. Right, Gina?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Between us, like a cozy little...
burrito.
Like a burrito. Oh,
yeah. There you go. Mm. Getting cozy. In underwear, spandex underwear. So anyway... So Laura, in part one, you shared your journey becoming the amazing person that you are, just a little bit, the why behind Alexandria, and the why behind Alexandria Women for Good. So let's kick off part two, shall we, with just give me a little soundbite and make sure our listeners get exactly what Alexandria Women for Good are, just in case they missed part one.
Yeah, absolutely. So Alexandria Women for Good is a group of local Alexandria-based women who come together once a quarter to nominate local nonprofits that we want to support together. So we buy in at $100 a quarter, pool our money together to support local nonprofits. We've had 5 donations so far that we've been able to make to our community. And then in addition to that, we've built great friendships. So strong female friendships, wonderful networking and business opportunities. And, you know, when we look at what we want to accomplish in 2024, we're really looking to increase our membership, which is directly correlated to the size of the donation we're able to provide. And then also looking to not only support local nonprofits with our funds, but also with our time and effort. Mm-hmm. So we'll really start to focus on building some group, volunteer, service type of opportunities as well.
That's great. That's great. And I want to, let's go get a drink because I want to come back and I want to talk about you've done this yourself along with your co-founder. I'd like us, when we come back from a cocktail, talk about how other people can do the same.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's get this lady a drink.
So this is like one of my favorite things. I love lemongrass and I love this time of year. It's like so delicious. It's just my thing. I get all excited. So this is lemongrass that's been steeped with a little bit of sugar, coconut. I put bay leaf in it, cardamom, and then I put the skin of a little bit of orange peel as well as some of the juice from Asian pears. Actually, these are Korean pears. They're a little bit different. Korean pears are larger than Asian pears, but this is a Korean style pear. And all of it was cooked down together, and I'll leave the recipe in our recipe notes, which you'll find at designateddrinker.show. And what is left is this beautiful, delicious, coconutty, like fragrant elixir, right? I mean, like, there's a lot of words to use in there, but it's exactly what it is. So when you're making something like this, you really don't want to put a ton of ingredients into it because otherwise it's going to ruin the cocktail. So what we're going to add is just a little bit more of the fresh pear juice. Which, if you've ever had Asian pear juice pressed, it's so wonderful and it's delicious. We're gonna put in an ounce for each cocktail, so I'm making 2, so we're gonna put in 2 ounces. And then we're gonna use, I know it sounds crazy, an Irish whiskey, I know. Like, what are we talking about here? The Irish whiskey we're using is a little Teelings. Teelings has an amazing vanilla aroma, and we're like really wanna highlight what's inside of our coconut milk that we made, so we're gonna use that. And we're gonna put in there 4 ounces because we're making 2 cocktails. And now here comes the winner, right? How much of this deliciousness are we going to put in there? A lot. So we're going to add to this 1, you're going to add 2 ounces per drink. And there's a little bit of schmegma in here still because I let it sit, which is okay. So we're going to add a little extra because we're going to strain it all off. So if you get to see, if you want to see what it looks like, it's really beautiful. I'm gonna throw that in. And now you notice I didn't add any more citrus or anything to it. It doesn't need it. It already has it in there. It's already cooked in with the rinds. And you can see it all floating around in there. And it's like really kind of amazing. So here we go. I'm gonna give it a little shake. I know. You gotta smile it off. You gotta move it around. All right. When your hands are like ice cold and you can't hold it anymore and they're numb, then you know that you probably shook it, and it smells so good. I cannot describe to you how lovely this smells. You have to make this at home. It's like one of those things, you just gotta make it. You gotta make it. It's gonna be annoying. You're gonna be like, Gina's crazy. There's too many ingredients, and whatever. So we're gonna put crushed ice. that Shannon made for me because he's so wonderful and I didn't have to do it. So it's the best ice I've ever had in my life. And the reason why we're using crushed ice is because you have, I don't know, it just looks good. Let's be honest. I just like it. You didn't have to use crushed ice, use any ice. All right, I'm gonna double strain this because you have all those little bits and pieces of the lemongrass in there. We're gonna fill it up. And there you have it. And I'm just gonna give you a little garnish. And that is that. So cheers.
This is delicious.
Isn't it?
This is amazing.
Yeah.
Like the lemongrass and the coconut.
Mm-hmm.
It's like on your nose, it's like a vacation before you even get it to your lips. This is delicious. And it's vegan, right?
It is vegan.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Vegan. I have a vegan sister-in-law. It's vegan and all the things. So, yes.
That's delicious.
I try
I like it. What's the spice that I'm getting through that? Is it?
Lemongrass.
Really?
I put a little bit of, like a touch of cinnamon on the top to finish it. But like, that is lemongrass. That is lemongrass and it's like purest form.
Wow.
You have to, like, lemongrass loves coconut, right? Right?
Yeah.
You've ever had like tom yum soup or like tom kai soup, like it's like in there. And then the base of those curries all start with apples, right? Like apples or pears or something are in those curries. So it's like onions, apples, garlic, lemongrass, bay leaves, kaffir lime leaves, whatever leaves, whatever, all thrown in there, all with a little bit of oil, sits there, and then they dump in coconut, right? And it's cooking. That's how it becomes so delicious.
Oh, wow.
And then however you want to make it, fish, whatever, chicken, however you're doing it. But, like, it's good.
It is really good.
And then you make this base and you leave it alone. And then you do, that's why I think, okay, I can do the same thing for cocktails. Minus the fish sauce.
Yeah. That might change a few things.
I mean, I wouldn't want to drink it.
That's what I'm saying. No. Yeah.
But I love the shit out of some green curry.
Oh, yeah.
It's so
absolutely
good.
So good. So good.
It's so good. Yeah. I don't, you can put anything in it. I'd be like, that's so good. You'd be chewing it. Like, I love green curry.
That drink is delicious, isn't it?
It really is.
You're going to get in a whole one. It's coming.
I know.
It's what so Louise is not telling everybody is that she literally got a sip of one. And she's gonna get her whole one.
Yeah, Gina's mean to me. She makes me wait.
No, Gina.
She's like, look at this drink. You can't have one. Not at all.
It's mostly because I don't want to carry three of each glass.
No, it's a production thing. Just so everyone knows, all the beautiful photographs of Gina's beautiful cocktails are taken by people who work on the show, and they look lovely. And that's what they're doing. My drink is off being, judged and.
Yeah.
Photographed, so yes. It makes me wait, which is patience is good,
Yeah, it's moderation. Okay.
Exactly. So while I wait, where are they going to go to get this cocktail?
You need a designated drinker dot show for the cocktails and how to's and how to join Laura's your group, Alexandria Women for Good.
Yep.
And then come to Instagram and like watch us make it.
Yep.
Interact, DM, send them a comment.
Ask a question.
Send it forward. I'm ready.
You're like, is that a crab leg or is that a lemongrass?
I know. Maybe I'll do an Instagram live. Maybe if it's a good question, I'll do an Instagram live.
There you go. Maybe. Oh. In your spandex underpants?
Obviously. If I'm going to do it from home, it's going to be done right.
So if you didn't catch that, don't worry. Just scroll down into the episode notes. We'll make sure you have hot links again to designateddrinker.show, Instagram, so you can see Gina's shining face and grab her knowledge. And then we'll also, like Gina said, make sure there's a link to the larger group for Alexandria Women for Good. Is please tell us what that is. I know it's a part of a larger organization, correct? So in case somebody wanted to start their own, which is what I said, I wanted to come back and talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we leverage the Grapevine platform, and we are our own group, but the Grapevine platform, we use that for everything. It's a wonderful, robust platform built and geared towards giving circles that support 501c3 organizations. So the way we use it, you can go in there. Anyone can go to grapevine.org, leverage the platform, and then can go ahead and create their group in there, start sending that out. We built our initial founding members. You know, we reached out to them through social media. So we leveraged LinkedIn, we leveraged Facebook, Instagram, just to kind of get the word out. So we drive everything back to the Grapevine platform. That's also where we collect our donations. So each member, as I mentioned, donates $100 a quarter to be able to join our group, to be able to vote, to be able to nominate nonprofits, et cetera. So we don't handle any money. We don't take care of that. It's all done through the platform. If you donate $100, the entire $100 goes towards Alexandria Women for Good, and then in turn, the local 501c3 that we decide to support that quarter. In addition to the $100, there's the option to pay an additional $15 to support the platform. So that's how we keep running. You certainly can opt out of it. If you opt out of it, that doesn't decrease your donation. It's still at $100. We also leverage the Grapevine platform to vet any of these 501c3s. So we use the platform pulls in information from both GuideStar and Charity Navigator. And that's where you'll see the information, who the officers are for that particular nonprofit. You'll see any of that information, what they support, when they were founded, any of that. So we pull from there, and that platform actually vets for us to ensure that this is a fully vetted organization that we're supporting. And then even for us, when we go through the administrative process after we've decided which nonprofit will support that quarter, even the check is handled through there. And it's typically an ACH transfer, but we don't touch any of the money. There's none of that. All the administrative stuff is done through the platform, and it's super easy to use.
That's great.
I like that way better.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
That's like half the battles. Like, you take money and then you have to like give it back to somebody else, and then you have to like technically put it on your taxes if you take money or donate it or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. So that's cool, right? Yeah. I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah, there's so much that you do, that you yourself do, Gina, to help others. It'd be interesting if that is something that
you want me to start a group on top of being on Cherish Strength. You're crazy right now. I don't sleep as it is. I'm taking a nap in a room.
No, I'm saying you do so many things for so many others. Yeah. If you had that mechanism to help you in some of the other things that you've done, that you've been a part of so many things.
Yeah.
Had you known.
It'd be so much easier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like not having to hire an accountant or attorney to like do the stuff for you. Yeah. That'd be really nice.
Absolutely.
I guess, did AI come up with that? Because I like it. I'm obsessed with AI.
Are you? So that's my day job.
I mean, it's crazy. It's insane what you can do on like all of these AI platforms.
Yeah, it was actually built out of Harvard Business School several years ago. Yeah.
We
use it for everything, all the communication. So if we have events or happy hours, everything's handled through that platform. We leverage it for our communications.
That's true. Yeah, all of the
really
voting.
Everything.
All the voting is done through that and the announcements. And
That's it.
So yeah, because like when we go to vote, you can see the organizations and then there you can click and find out more about them. Or you can even donate directly to the organizations too, which allows you to do that, which I thought was kind of cool.
Yeah.
So,
this is crazy.
I know. I told you it was a fun little...
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. So it's a really nice group. And like I said, the reason why I wanted Laura to talk about the fact that anyone could really do it. It doesn't take as much as one might think to be
able
to.
It really doesn't. It doesn't.
That's great. So, Alex, are you going to do one?
What is that called when you like when you just break the camera wall? Was it the fourth wall?
Fifth wall.
Yeah. Fifth wall?
A fourth wall?
I don't know. Third wall?
I break it all the time.
I have no idea what any of you are talking about. Let's ask the last question. Where are we at?
So one last thing. So any organization can be considered, correct?
Yes. The guidelines that we developed upon the inception of the group was that we were going to support local nonprofits. In our initial meeting, there was some conversation. Well, hey, we're in the DMV, right? I can be to Maryland and D.C. quicker than I can be to most of Alexandria. So there was kind of the question around, do we only take local Alexandria nonprofits? Do we look at the DMV? What we don't support are these really, really large organizations that are on a national scale. Because if you think about it, if we're raising $10,000, $11,000, certainly the aspirations are to grow that larger. But that still doesn't mean a lot to these huge national organizations. When we look at these hyper-local Alexandria or even local Northern Virginia DMV-based organizations, that's where we really start to make a difference. So that's where our donations go significantly further. But yeah, you can nominate anyone as long as they are a vetted 501c3. And again, the Grapevine platform does that for us.
Yeah.
And you can nominate anyone.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, like, I know who I would nominate. I like the dress for success when they take the women in shelters and they dress them for work. That's my favorite. Like, I really love, on a local level, like, those are really, like, community clothes that go back to the community. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, I did that when all the clothes came back. So I'm sure we've mentioned it. I had smoke damage in my home, a lot of things. So when all the clothes went out to be cleaned because of the smoke damage, I had all these clothes that I had been sitting on, ready for Dress for Success. There's a little hump there, a little challenge. You have to make sure everything's cleaned and ironed and on a hanger, which I get. I just didn't have time to do that. Well, after that, they all went out to be cleaned. I'm like, well, all of this needs to be dry cleaned. So I was able to get it all cleaned, and I just put it right into Dress for Success.
Oh, it's amazing. Like, yeah. On a hanger, that must make somebody feel so great.
Yeah, so it was all perfectly done. And Dave's like, why are you sending it? I'm like, because now it's going directly to ready to wear, literally ready to wear. So we're able to do that for women's side as well as on the men's side.
I wonder if you could get a dry cleaner to donate those services next time.
Maybe.
That's actually a really nice idea.
All right, so all this talk to, for
especially
good.
Especially for coat drives.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, I'll stop.
Yes, I did it for the coat drives, absolutely. Okay. So all this brings us to your final question, Gina.
It's my turn.
It is your turn.
Okay. So in this day and age, everybody identifies themselves as some sort of spirited animal or creature or mythical thing, right? If I'm asking you to identify yourself as one ingredient for a cocktail or for food, what would your ingredient be? And why does it define you? Or how do you identify with it?
Okay, I like this question. It's probably going to be somewhat of an unconventional ingredient for cocktails, definitely not for food. It may seem boring, but I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to go with salt.
Love it?
Yeah, I love salt. I think it's my love language. But listen, it makes everything better, right? It enhances the flavors. It enhances what's already there. Fun fact about salt and cocktails. So espresso martinis, delicious. Yeah. Put a little bit of Maldon salt on top. It's a game changer.
We did that over Christmas.
Did you?
Yeah. Salted caramel espresso martini.
It's so good. Yeah, so I think that salt, you know, the foundation that's there, just make it better.
You're going to love eggnog with coffee.
Really? Yes. I'm going to get back to you on that. I'm going to try it. I'll try it.
You're going to love it. That's it. I now know what's happening.
There we go. All right. Well, cheers to all the wonderful things that you do, Laura.
Cheers.
You're an amazing person, so thank you for sharing that
with us. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Cheers.
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 The Designated Drinker Show is produced by Missing Link, a Latino-owned, strategy-driven, creatively-fueled production co-op. From ideation to creation, we craft human connections through intelligent, engaging, and informative content. Also in the Missing Link lineup of podcasts is Roger That, a podcast dedicated to guiding you through the haze of dementia, led by skilled caregivers. Now, if you're looking for a whole new way to enjoy the theater, check out Between Acts, an immersive audio theater podcast experience. Each episode takes you on a spellbinding journey through the works of newfound playwrights, from dramas to comedies and everything in between. Find Missing Link's League of Podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And while you're there, please don't forget to follow, download, and review the shows. Your reviews help our shows reach new audiences. To find out more about Missing Link, visit missinglink.company. That's missinglink.company.